You're listening to Media Mornings here on Vancouver Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM and online at w2media.ca. And you can find our in-depth coverage, including interviews with candidates from almost every party, as well as commentators and others, on our website at w2media.ca/election. Now, in the studio with us, we have BC Conservative candidate Dwayne Nickel. Welcome to our show today, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Now, you're running against Christy Clark.
I am.
And David Eby.
I am.
And so she's the premier. You're a very unusual candidate, particularly for the BC Conservatives, but also in general in election. We just heard you singing about I Read It on the Radio. Just a quick word about why you would say read.
Well, it kind of is a poke at the internet. So we were having beers one day, actually, me and Zippy Pinhead on the way to band practice and, you know, just at his place over in Kitsilano. And he just kind of let out a Freudian slip about, yeah, I read about it on the radio. And the name just, we just both paused and laughed about it. So it seemed really fitting. So the song's about the, you know, the misinformation that gets out on things like, you know, when people post on Wikipedia and there's not really a system of checks and balances to get the truth back in it a lot of times. And of course, sometimes things just go viral and you can't stop it.
And there's sort of a sense of authority too in the media that people don't think critically about what they're hearing. And I mean, a lot of stuff we're trying to do here is to actually bring some balance into what some of the media have, you know, when they have a story, they only present one, maybe two sides, but there's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, and that should be encouraged. I mean, to me, free, independent, and especially a well-trained media and well-funded is the cornerstone of any democracy. Your guys' job is to keep people in politics honest and ask us the tough questions.
So why are you running for the Conservatives? I mean, you are in favor of green energy. You warn of that it would not be wise, I believe, in your Georgia Strait article to cut back on health and social services. So that's why we need to control the debt, I believe. Mm-hmm. And you've gone even against your own party's support for cutting back on green energy vehicles. So say a little more about why you're running.
So I come from an NDP family. Tommy Douglas was a family friend, so Tommy and Irma used to come over, and I leaned very heavily towards NDP in my younger years. As I've gotten older, I realized I would go into politics someday, and when I decided to make the leap, I looked around at the party platforms, and the Conservative Party, the BC Conservative Party, which I want to just point out is not the Harper Federal Conservative Party, just so your listeners know, they're two totally separate entities. The BC Conservative Party actually does have a pretty strong set of social programs, and they have a renewable energy policy in their policy document, and I read it, and it made sense to me. Definitely there's some connotations with the label of conservative, but I mean the core word here is conserve, and conserving the environment for future generations is something I believe in.
Now, could you say a bit about the green energy vehicles? Because that's something that we don't see a lot in politics, is especially in an election. A candidate saying, I don't agree with this particular aspect of my party platform, but I'm still a member and I support the party. Say a little more about how you made that decision.
Actually, it was pretty easy. So John Cummins, our leader, has encouraged us to vote for our constituents. So he said, and he's gone on the record saying, I want a party of mavericks. So for me, it was very easy. And, you know, the particular issue came out of a couple of different candidates were talking about, you know, the oil tanker traffic that is, you know, proposed to increase if the Liberals or the NDP potentially don't cut back or take a step back from some of the fossil fuel initiatives that are going on. And we started looking at where the most oil is. And after researching it, we realized, and this was shocking, about 80% of all the oil spilt into the ocean comes from drippings. It comes from land sources. So when people drive their automobiles, it rains, it goes into the ocean. It's actually more oil than, according to NOAA, N-O-A-A, the North American, it's the Oceanography Group, and a couple of other scientific journals. It's more than you get from the biggest oil spill. So that really woke me up a little bit about where we could be more effective. And, you know, electric cars as a policy was something that they came out against, and they said, you know, government should just be doing essential services. And I agree. I totally agree. I think where the difference of opinion lies is that I view getting off of fossil fuels as something that is essential for British Columbia in the future. So I'm very strongly for encouraging and supporting it right now. And if we can do that by building the infrastructure necessary, that's something I believe in.
Now, I'm actually working on an article right now for another publication that is looking at the vetting process. And the Conservatives have so far lost four candidates over issues of statements they made or controversies that were brought up by the opposition parties. The NDP has lost one person. Three.
One of them had a personal incident, Jeff Sprague in North Vancouver.
So he left before he could be booted out. But it does raise, I mean, there's a lot of opinions on this. And so there's the philosophy that, you know, the party leader should prove their strength by making sure everyone's kind of on party line. But some people really feel like we've lost our way in terms of not actually allowing people to represent constituents or make mistakes, that we've gone too far down the road of turning politics into a PR game. What do you think about that?
I think there's a certain element of truth to that. And if you look at anybody's background nowadays in the electronic age with the internet, I think, you know, if you search hard enough, you're going to find anybody has something that's in their past that you can dig up and throw at them later. You know, I'm expecting maybe that something will come out against me. I've played in punk rock bands a lot of my life. And, you know, I've never hurt anybody. I've never done anything harmful to society. But the reality is that it sells newspapers. Sells news, and as long as that happens, I think it's going to continue.
Now, do you have any thoughts about the BC Liberals have really positioned themselves as the party on debt-free BC, the party that's going to crack down on the deficit, that the NDP is the alternative to them, and they're going to spend recklessly? So where do the Conservatives fit in? It seems like the message is so similar.
For starters, the reason I'm running for the Conservatives is quite frankly, I couldn't tell the difference between the NDP and the Liberals with the spending policies that are going on. I mean, I looked at my choices, and there's one party that says they're going to balance the books but haven't. There's another party that says we're not even going to try and balance the books. Now, most people would, you know, say, well, it shouldn't be hard to do. And I don't believe it should be that hard to do. We have 4.4 million people in this province, and roughly, you know, at least half of those people who are in the workforce and employed have to balance their books every single month. If we can do it, our government should be able to do it too. It's not too much to ask. There's a lot of places where there is waste. There is a lot of places where there is spending where I would suspect maybe it's not prudent to spend when you're going through an economic meltdown at a global level. It might be, you know, better to conserve again. And, you know, I'm a fiscal conservative and I'm a social liberal, but that stays.
Any last thoughts for our listeners as we head into the final 5 days of the election?
Yeah, I really would encourage people to, if you know, above all and everything else, to look at the deficit and understand the impact that has. The polls that have come out have shown repeatedly that the deficit is the number one worry that a lot of British Columbians have by a long shot. The other programs that come behind, such as healthcare, education, all of these are like dominoes sitting behind that deficit. If we have an unbalanced budget and we continue to go into debt further and further, eventually one thing happens, and that is that you have to cut back on some of those very important social programs. So take a very strong look at the party platforms. The BC Conservative Party platform is out there. We have a Spending Smarter initiative. The other parties as well have the same kind of platform statements out on the internet. And I encourage people, be part of this. There's a perception that, you know, they or the government is out there doing this to us. And I think I'd like to invite people to realize that we are the government. And this is the process where we have our say.
Well, excellent. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today on Media Mornings, Dwayne.
It was a pleasure, Dave.
Great. That was Dwayne Nicol. He's running for the BC Conservatives in Vancouver Point Grey against Premier Christy Clark and NDP contender David Eby.
Every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m., Media Mornings brings you independent news and culture you won't hear anywhere else.
Daily headlines, interviews, countless local voices, and our Latin America report help you make sense of today's news, from Coast Salish territories to global affairs.
Guests include David Suzuki.
Media become hostages of the corporate agenda, and thank God for the independents like you.
Indigenous activists like Pam Palmater.
This kind of radio show helps inform Indigenous and non-Indigenous people and hopefully inspire our Indigenous citizens to take action.
Social justice advocates like Maude Barlow.
We are continue to be America's gas tank, although now we want to be the gas tank for the world.
Artists like Kenny Starr.
The landscape of change is created by lots of different types of activists.
Ray Spoon.
Gender is limiting and affecting everyone.
And authors like Michael Parenti.
The state is at the service of these corporations.
So tune in to Media Mornings, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m.
and podcasting at w2media.ca.